Why? Why? Welcome to episode 73 of Three in the Box, your underground wild podcast.
It's something more depressing than last year's.
It is more depressing, damn it. This episode is being recorded Sunday, May 10th, 2015. This is Aaron, and in this week's episode, we talk about, as you may have noticed, the end to our beloved wild season.
Yes.
In the studio with me is Kenny.
What up?
And Jive.
Hey, hey.
And we've got a special guest, Minnesota Wild tweeter extraordinaire, Tim, a.k.a. Tim Nato.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for having me. It's great to be an honorary fourth in the box tonight.
Hey.
Nice to have you.
We see it every now and again.
It doesn't happen very often. I don't think we had any four in the box
experiences. Not wild.
Not for the wild this year.
I think that first series between Calgary and Vancouver, didn't they have like eight in the box or something like that? Or did they just start shipping them down to the locker room after a while?
Right. Yeah, you just go. So, you know, without getting into the wild, anyone do anything interesting this past week?
No.
Nothing good going on?
No, not really.
Just heavy drinking after the loss?
Drinking and, yeah.
I don't remember much after Thursday.
Wait, what day is it?
Thursday?
Oh, shit.
Thursday? Friday? What?
Tuesday.
Lost track of all days now.
Was it Tuesday? Was it Thursday?
Thursday. It's Thursday, right?
It was Thursday.
Thursday.
They all run together.
We're like in an this has been horrible. Collective alcohol-induced coma or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
I just remember somebody handed me a broom and I just started crying.
Yeah, I put a broom out on my front step. I just left it there. I was like, ward off evil spirits, I think. At first, I forgot it out there, and I was like, you know, this is actually kind of fitting. I'm just going to leave it out there. Well, you know, before we get too much into this whole broom business here, you know, just like to remind you, follow us on Twitter. We're at Three in the Box. Yeah, so let's do this. Yeah, so what is there to say? The Wild are out. They're swept. Not much to say about Game 3. Wild was shut out despite getting 30 shots on goal. And despite, you know, Dubnyk only letting in one goal, I mean, it was a one-zip game. Game 4 started out like another stinker, with the Hawks leading 4-1. With less than 3 minutes left, one of those four was an empty netter, which turned out to be the game winner. The Wild quickly put in two just to make things interesting, but it wasn't enough to force a Game 5. It was just a bad... I mean, Kane burned us the series.
Badly. 105 in 104 games? 105 points in 104 after that last game?
I mean, if we're going to take away one caveat, you know, at least Bickle didn't
get it. Yeah, at least it was Kane and not lining. Bickles. Right. Somebody who we know has some talent.
Right. You know? But, you know, the thing is Bickle's on the same line as Kane, so we're probably paying all this attention to Bickle, and that's probably why part of the reason Kane's scoring, because we're like, oh, can't let Bickle score.
Right.
Yeah. You know?
Because he's a hot shooter.
Against the Wild, he is.
Yeah. You know, but so obviously the Wild lose. There's a lot of discussion coming out of this second round loss. You know, who's to blame for this terrible showing? You know, I've heard everyone from Yo's to blame, or Dubnyk, or Suter, or Koivu. You know, I've even heard Granlin or Pominville. You know, so what are your thoughts? Who do we blame?
At the end of the day, it's a team sport. I mean, everybody has to show up. Everybody has to play. And, I mean, if there's one piece that, you know, isn't where they're supposed to be at a certain time, or one piece that's slacking a little bit behind, that's, you know, that obviously can be put to blame. But in the end, it's a team effort that wins the game and loses the game. So, really, I don't think that there's any one person you can blame. There's lots of little points, I think, that you could pick out where people were just, you know, not necessarily playing the game that we came to know them playing, you know, through the last half of the season there.
I'm blaming Kemper. That guy didn't show up once again in Chicago.
100% save percentage.
This is true, though.
Or zero.
Or zero. Or, yeah. Zero goals against?
Yeah. Yes, true. You know, you could also, you know, I mean, what about Suter, though? He was, what, negative minus seven in the Blackhawks round alone?
Couple glaring mistakes out there that were very noticeable.
Agreed. But, I mean, then again, you know, Suter is always out there. I mean, what at that point, if you're Coach Yo, why are you not taking notice to that and maybe, you know, getting some of the other D guys, you know, a little bit more play? I mean, you got to play your who's going to give you the best chance to win. And, I mean, as a coach, I think that he would have noticed that Suter was just struggling or a little off of his game. I mean, usually we know Suter to be a pretty strong defensive person. And, I mean, that's where he – I mean, yeah, there were several times where I found myself shouting at the TV because Suter was failing us again.
So the top two worst players in plus minus were Suter, and this is over the whole playoffs, was Suter with a minus eight and Vanek with a minus seven. They're also the two players with the most shots on goal without a goal. Vanek with 19 and then Suter with 13. Not only are they failing, you know, basically defensively on one level or another, they're contributing to a failing defense, but they're not contributing offensively either. I think that's pretty damning for those two. I mean, Vanek we're paying much less than Suter, and we don't expect much offensively from Suter. We do expect him to keep that plus minus a little more towards zero at least.
Yeah, we don't expect much offensively from Suter, at least I don't, but Yo keeps putting him in those situations where we need offensive performances and
power play.
Yeah, sometimes it's a little baffling to me that I don't think it's his game.
Right. He is definitely not the most offensive defensive man we know. I mean, I think we have a lot better choices, especially on the power play, as far as defense goes, is like with Dumba or Scandella.
Yeah.
I mean, those are just a
couple, I mean, going
even
off,
Spurgeon, I think, is more offensive.
Oh, yeah.
I'd rather run with two offensively minded defensemen on the power plays than Suter and a forward.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know? I mean, I did notice the last two games of the series that Suter was stepping up a little bit more. You know, he was carrying the puck in and he was getting deeper and trying to make more of that offensive D happen, but it wasn't working for him. I mean, and even when he was doing it earlier in the season, it's not like he gained a whole ton from it other than maybe keeping whatever team we're playing, you know, back a little bit more rather than getting a line change.
Well, and I think that's part of what, I mean, the whole way that the Blackhawks play, where they float a offensive man, you know, kind of back behind the D, they try to sneak them out there. And for that fact, I don't think any of our defensive men were really able to play the normal game that we came accustomed to playing, same, where they would hold the zone a little bit more.
It's the same thing that the Wild would do to other teams, though. Right. I mean we beat them with the stretch passes, and then, you know, we get a few easy goals.
Suter doesn't have the speed to catch up once he's beat.
No, right. He doesn't.
He glides. That's all he does.
He does. He really does. I mean, you get somebody like Scandella, who has a little bit more speed, or Spurgeon, that can cheat a little bit more, and if a forward, opposite team forward happens to get behind them, they can at least
have
a chance of
breaking
up the play.
Yeah. Right. Even if it means them taking a penalty to do it.
Suter's had too much cheese in his life, you know, from Wisconsin.
Okay, so some people, I don't know if you guys have, I mean, following Twitter, some people are saying that, Dubnyk looked average this series or wasn't playing up to what we should have expected. I guess I'm looking, what are you guys thinking about that? I mean,
I don't think he had some of the support he had earlier in the year. You know, he had the one really bad game against St. Louis in the playoffs. Other than that, you know, I think he played St. Louis pretty much how he played, you know, the season leading up to it. I think Chicago's offense just kept beating the D, and Dubnyk was just, he wasn't getting as much support. He wasn't getting
the help, right.
He wasn't getting the support, and then the shots at Chicago were taken off. I mean, you either got Kane sniping in, and I mean, Kane's going to nail those, you know, a ton to begin with, especially when Kane doesn't have any pressure around him.
Right.
You know, he needed some more of that support, and I think that's, well, where the Wild D was lacking, was actually being back there.
Yeah, I agree that the defense, you know, maybe wasn't as tight as we've seen in the past, but still there were some goals that I believe that Dubnyk did let go by that were maybe a little bit, I mean, not necessarily that he's going to make dubious. All the saves, but, well, just saves that I would think that he should have made, and maybe one or two where, like, if you do actually have that hot goaltender who's going to take you far, they tend to make those big game-saving those big game-saving saves. Yeah, that's how I want to say it.
Yeah, the kind of saves that the team feeds on and then right, that turns just, it around.
Yeah. Yeah, like, whoa, man, he just pulled us out of that one. Let's go get one. Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't make the saves that we got accustomed to him making right. That whole second half.
Yeah.
Well, and there's a good post on Reddit about, you know, someone who basically brought up, you know, this series wasn't even Dubnyk's fault. He basically broke down each goal. Goal one was Saad on Suter on the rush. Goal two, Kane on the rush. Goal three, Dubnyk's hung out to dry. Goal four, basically, he says, okay, that's Dubnyk's fault.
Isn't that the one that Dubnyk admitted to being his fault?
No screen, sailed in all the way. You know, we had, another one on the rush with Taze. Kane, another one on the rush. Sharp, another one on the rush. Kane, on the rush. Seabrook, on the rush.
I'm noticing some sort of a pattern here.
We have Shaw, which was a scrum in front of the net. Five hole was too exposed, so that you maybe could be. And I remember that one. You could maybe place that one on Dubnyk, and then Kane ending the series on the rush.
Yeah.
So lots of
it on the rush. We weren't taking care of getting in between the puck and the net, or the
D wasn't
respecting the offensive power that is Chicago.
What, after two games and in a full series against them this season, they still haven't realized the offensive power that Chicago has?
Right. I mean, maybe that's it. Maybe that goes back to coaching. I mean,
just fire the defensive coach.
So you're not calling for Yo's head yet, huh?
No, not yet.
He failed us in the playoffs again.
Third year in a row he's lost.
These days, Chicago. Even if you make it to the playoffs, it's not good enough. Everybody wants a damn championship, right?
The Wild front office just needs a petition to not play Chicago in the playoffs, and we'll be okay.
Just in the, stadium series?
Yeah, right. Yeah, just in the stadium series.
Go and get embarrassed there, right?
Thanks, guys. Yeah. You know, they beat us in the playoff 3 years in a row. Now we're going to all spend 80 times the face value to go watch them outside, freeze our nuts off, and then get destroyed by Chicago again.
We should have taken Colorado, who we could beat up on, right?
We should have taken Dallas.
You know, Leopold's sitting there going, we're a rivalry, right? We're a rivalry.
Wednesday night rivalry.
I tell you what, though, it is. I mean, at least from my end, I mean, I think it is becoming a little bit of a rivalry. I know, you know, we play all the teams same amount, but the playoffs the last 3 years, who has our nemesis been?
Yeah, but it's been one. It's not a rivalry if we're never winning.
Yeah,
Tim, feel free just to cut it. I mean, we'll just keep going. You literally got to jump it, man.
I'm with you. It doesn't feel like a rivalry because they're like the big brother to our little brother. We're not at their level. Oh, we're totally. Not, if we push them more, maybe we'd have something. But I don't know. And you know, to their credit too, they play the game right. They don't pull any of that nasty stuff. Some of that stuff that kind of like builds the rivalry, right. It gets the blood flowing.
The Chicago series was definitely a lot cleaner than the St. Louis series.
Right. I mean, I don't
or Colorado hate, before that. You know,
I don't hate Chicago. I respect him as a awesomely talented team. That I wish we could get to that level.
But you know what? Is that so much of the team that we're playing, or is it a first round going in the second round? Because I've noticed that the first rounds tend to be a lot more brutal and a lot more physical than the second rounds do.
I think that St. Louis just plays a pretty chippy game. That's their style.
Kind of like Anaheim, you know?
Yeah.
Anaheim will just grind you down, you know, and...
I don't think that's Chicago's game. I don't recall them just playing the body all over the place against anybody.
No.
But I do remember, not this year, but last year, when we did actually own them for a little bit, it was when we were playing the body on them and slowing them down. And I did see them come out in that last game, you know, taking some more of the body, and I thought that that definitely made a difference. But
Too little, too late.
Too little, too late, exactly.
But, well, then you're missing Stewart, which... I mean, as much as you want to say Cooks are going to be our grinder, Cook, he doesn't hit anymore, and he avoids...
Cook was very soft, I think, this playoff season.
He was.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to agree with that. I don't know. But I think Stewart is that guy will step in, and we didn't have any of that. He's a bit of an agitator. I don't know that he's like on the same level as, you know, like Andrew Shaw or anything like that. But he's not afraid to get in the dirty spots and, you know, push people around.
All right.
So, well, I mean, we've kind of broken down the end of the Wild season. So, well, now we move into the off season.
Wait, when's their next game?
Yeah, we don't know yet. Schedule still to be set.
September sometime, I think.
Yep.
Traverse City Prospect.
Wait, did we send any guys over to the IIHF?
Yeah, we got a few playing, right?
Not to just completely derail everything, because none of us actually...
Because you just did.
...researched anything, but... I mean, I remember years past, that it was always kind of... Hey, nice use of the new sample.
Oh. What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
So, anyway, the Wild, they've got some choices to make in the offseason. We've got several restricted and unrestricted free agents that the Wild will obviously need to decide who to keep or who to let go. UFAs such as Stewart, Dubnyk, and then there's RFAs like Granny or Holla, right? So, I mean, we've got some hard choices to be made, and it's time to start shuffling so we can hopefully make a deeper push next year. And if we have to, hopefully push past Chicago, who we've had troubles getting past them, obviously, the last few years. Also, I mean, even beyond the free agents, we've got, Backstrom, do we buy him out of his contract or keep him on board here? So first off, why don't we just play a little game here?
All right.
Gunshot or goal horn?
Keep or dump?
I was hoping it was a drinking game.
Oh,
keep or dump. So let's start with our unrestricted free agents.
All right.
And we'll just kind of go around the table. Since everybody can see around
the
table.
Already handcuffed? That's drinking, right? Handcuffed?
Handcuffed? That's the NFL.
Oh. Yes. Oh, yeah.
All right. So we'll go around the table. We'll start with the unrestricted free agents. Ryan Carter. Keep him or dump him?
Me first?
Yeah, you first.
Sorry. Carter, I'm going to say... Let him go.
Oh, we are doing gunshot or
turn him to glue.
Horn.
Send him to the glue factory.
Ryan Carter, do you
Ryan
Kenny?
Carter, I'm going to say keep him.
I'm going to go with keep.
Jive?
I'm going to go with, I really like how he plays. We didn't even...
This isn't the game. The game's keep him or dump him.
We didn't even get to see him, but yeah.
He played a game in the Chicago series.
I'm going to have to say keep him.
All right. So we got three keeps and one dump for Carter.
All right.
For those keeping track at home or in your car or jogging.
How about this? How about Chris Stewart to you, Aaron?
Keep.
I, I'm going to go with keep as well on Stewart.
I'm going to go with gone. I think purely just for salary cap reasons.
Fair enough. And I like what he brings to the team, though. I'm going to say go ahead and keep him, even though I know he was up and down. But, yeah,
that's his MO, though. He's streaky, right?
Streaky guy. Keep him. All right. So why don't we go next with one Kyle Brodziak?
If we get him cheap, keep him. If he wants the same salary or anything more than $1 million, he's gone.
So keep him or dump him?
Keep him if he's cheap.
Keep him or dump him?
It's a conditional.
You can't have conditions. You can't do that. You can't do that. Keep him or dump him?
I'll just say keep him then. No one's going to sign him for more than $1 million.
All right. Kenny, keep him or dump him. Comrades,
good Lord. As much as we'd like to, you know what, I'm saying keep him, just for the whole fact so we can say Brodziak'd it.
All right, Tim, how about you? Keep him or dump him?
He ain't heavy. He's my Brodziak. We're keeping him.
All right. And I'll say to dump him.
Oh.
I do like what he brings to the power, or not the power play, the PK. PK and stuff, though, too, so I wouldn't be happy if we kept him.
Hey! You're cheating.
I said I wouldn't be happy if we kept him. All right, so next on our list is one Sean Bergenheim. Aaron, keep him or dump him?
He's down. Gone.
Kenny, keep him or dump him?
He's gone. He's brought in for playoffs, and obviously we didn't even play him much. So he's gone.
Whoa, double shot there.
Yeah, I barely knew we had him. He's gone.
And I'll say he's gone. So I think that's a pretty much a consensus. He won't be with us next year.
Yeah.
Can
we not use a shotgun blast for Keith Ballard here?
It just seems wrong. It does just seem wrong. All right. So Keith Ballard, keep him or dump him, man.
How about this one?
Oh, that's in poor taste there.
That is very poor
taste. He's retired. He's not here. That's my guesses. Is that your retired sound?
Kenny?
Hockey fans are special.
Keep him or dump him?
I don't think he's coming back. I think he's done. I don't think it's going to be a choice. I think he's just done.
You think he's just done? All right.
I say we keep him, but
Tim says to keep him.
Purely in the player personnel mode, he's going to be the new Brad Bombardier. He was already working with the Black Aces, I think, kind of showing him around.
Replace Brunette on the as power play coach.
I'm for it.
So that's keeping there.
Okay. Well, that doesn't affect the contract, though.
I think he's retiring as a player.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, and I would have to agree that he's probably going to, at this point, probably call it quits. He's had a great career, but
he had talked about it earlier that, I mean, if this was going to be anything substantial, he wasn't going to come back. He wasn't going to threaten anything more.
It's not worth it.
No.
Yep. So, yeah. Next on our list is one Nate Prosser, one of Coach Yo's favorites.
There wasn't room on the roster for him at the beginning of the season. There won't be one room for him at the beginning of the next season. He's gone.
Kenny?
Wow. No, that wasn't me. That wasn't my choice. That was Aaron's choice. Little delay. We're on the radio edit delay, the 3-second delay now.
Right. Nate Prosser, Kenny.
I say he's, as much as I like him, I think he's gone.
Yeah, I would say you need depth defenseman, seventh defenseman, but I think we can find something elsewhere. He's gone.
Oh.
All right. And, well, since you guys all want to get rid of him, I mean, I don't necessarily hate on the roster.
But where is he going to play?
Well, that's the
best. We've got five starters. Is he your sixth?
We do. I mean, I wouldn't mind keeping him around for something like that.
Playing Iowa?
Yep, we'll keep him around.
Healthy scratch.
Next on our list, hometown boy, Jordan Leopold.
You know, I would like to keep him around. I don't think he's going to be affordable. So I got to say, let him go.
I think he's just a rental. I'm thinking he's gone.
I kind of get the sense that he knows he's late in his career, and I get the sense that for him it's either Wild or retire. I think he wants to hang out, and his daughter might write another letter. So keep.
All right. And I got to agree with Tim. I mean, his career is winding down. He's at home in a place where he loves. I think that he could work out a deal with the Wild where...
Get the Vanek discount?
Where he stays on, and yeah. And
we still and overpaid on that discount.
So I say we keep him.
Well, Vanek was still like third or fourth in scoring on the team. I mean, so it's not like
that's true.
It's like he wasn't. Everybody's always hating on him, but yeah.
He did contribute something.
And now, for the moment we've all been waiting for, do we hold on to Dubnyk?
Well, that's Aaron. The biggest no-brainer of no-brainers. Yes, we keep him.
All right.
Oh. Yeah, he's going to be around for, I think, at least 3 years.
At least three years. So keep him, huh?
Keep him. Right.
He doesn't have to move out of that Parisi house. He's staying. We're keeping him.
All right. And I'll agree. We need some solid goaltending around here. We keep him. I think that's unanimous there. We're keeping dudes.
Was that
around.
Our first unanimous?
I think it was. Yeah, you know what that is?
Humongous.
No, we had a unanimous against Bergenheim to
We did.
That was a unanimous keep, though.
Yes.
I think we had a unanimous with Ballard also, but different.
Yeah, I spun it different.
Yeah.
So now let's move on to our restricted free agents who, we get a little bit more...
We get more flexibility.
Flexibility.
They always threaten to go to the KHL like Kemper did last year.
Right. So let's start out with one Eric Halla. Aaron. Keep him or dump him.
Jav, you're boring. We keep going in the same order.
It's predictable that way.
Yeah.
Right.
Halla, I think we need to keep him. I think he hasn't really been given a fair shot. I think that's an easy no-brainer.
Kenny.
I love Eric Halla. I wish we could keep him around, but I think he's been in the doghouse with Yo too much, and I think if Yo has any sanity, he's going to be gone or traded for somebody else. I mean, he's got some value behind him, so I could see him as trade bait. I think he's gone.
So you say dump him.
This is your opinion. I think he's going to be gone. Not that I want him to.
This is your opinion. Yes. Keep him or dump him.
He's going to be dumped.
Tim? Sorry.
I think we'll keep him. He's young. It was a tale of two seasons. I mean, he was an up-and-comer 2 years ago. This last year was just a train wreck right from the get-go. Healthy scratches. He couldn't be sent down to the minors. We'll keep him. If Yo is really unhappy with him, we might work out a trade, but... I think he'll be on the Wild roster all next year.
All right. Whoa, what was that?
That was you.
No, I didn't touch anything.
I think your phone is going a little delayed on these things.
And in my opinion, I'm going to say that I like his speed, and I think we should definitely try to keep him around. He did have an off year this year, I agree, but I think that can definitely be improved. So let's move on to one
Gronlund. Gronlund.
How about Granny? Do we keep him around or do we let him go?
I'm biased, so I'm going to say keep him, but I'm a little afraid the Wild are going to try to move him. I'm hoping though that they keep him because my choice is keep him.
Keep him.
Keep him.
Keep him. I hope the ascension keeps coming. Let's see what he's got. Hopefully the contract negotiation isn't too contentious.
Yeah. Sorry, I'll give you your goal horn.
Keep.
That's where I'm at is, you know, I'm going to give it an if thing here, but I'm not going to do the if thing because I told Aaron he couldn't. But, you know, hopefully he's not asking for too much money. I don't think that he has...
Does he have the same agent as Kemper?
I don't know. I don't think he's proven to be...
Although the KHL is a lot closer to Finland than Canada is, so...
But I'll go ahead and I'll say let's keep him. And lastly, let's talk about buyouts.
More specifically, buyout.
buy out.
Okay.
Nicholas Backstrom.
Oh, I was thinking Palmaville. I thought that dude was so dumb. I mean, yeah, Backstrom. Backstrom, right. Backstrom.
Backstrom, keep him or dump him.
He's dumped, and he won't play another NHL game.
Oh.
Wow, that is pretty harsh. I totally agree, though. I think he's gone. I think said this prior, but yeah, he's you can't keep three goalies.
All right, Tim.
He's hanging with Parrish and Gilbert. All three buyouts.
All right, and yeah, I think that there might not be much room left on that bench for Backstrom. Let's get rid of him.
Any chance that he retires? Tries to save face.
He goes back to Finland and gives a bunch of goals in the Finnish league. Disappoints over there as well.
Wait, is he the third behind Rene and
Rask?
And Rask in the IIHF right now.
He's there. He's a healthy scratch for Team Finland.
He's the goalie coach.
He's used to it, so.
Hey, he's good at that position.
Right, the healthy scratch.
Hey, goalie. Guys, I can warm up the bench for you.
You need a third goalie for practice? I can be there for you.
I can take pucks. You can shoot them at me.
All right.
I won't move much, but.
So we've been through our unrestricted, restricted, and our buyout, as Aaron pointed out. What do you guys think in the upcoming offseason is what you see as, like, our biggest priority for the Wild to sign throughout those?
I'm going to snipe everyone and say it's going to be Dubnyk, but outside of Dubnyk, I'm thinking, looking at the list, Granlund. I think that's going to be the big one. What he signed for, how much... how many years? I mean, what are the logistics of that? I know the cap space is going to be really tight, so how does that going to really factor into things?
Well, I'm going to go, besides our current roster and who we have on there, I think they're going to have to try to find an actual goal scorer and somebody who can snipe.
Someone to be the... Someone to be the counterpart to Kane, the reaction to Kane, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, just somebody who can actually snipe and is a natural goal scorer. I mean, how many guys have we tried this with now, and so it's just not working?
You're talking about going outside
just in
our
general. List. Yeah, exactly. For somebody that they need to try to find.
Yeah.
Now, who that's going to be, I couldn't tell you right now.
How about out of our free agents, though? Who do you think is... You know, our most important sign.
Oh, boy.
And let's first start.
Honestly, probably Brodziak.
Brodziak?
With the UFAs, I mean, besides the obvious...
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
It's the wrong week. Quit shooting blue.
Well, you know, he is like the cornerstone of the number one... penalty killing unit
exactly
in the NHL.
Yep. That's very true.
And that's what point. I was going after, because I mean you already picked up Dubnyk, which is a guaranteed obvious.
Right. He wants to be here. The team wants him here. Everyone wants him here. It's a no brainer.
Stretching it a little bit more. I mean, as much crap as we give Brodziak with his shooting, his PK is phenomenal. I love him on the PK. He's probably one of my favorite guys on the PK. And if he's out there, I mean. He's
you get worried when he's on a breakaway because you're like, I shouldn't get my hopes up.
So how about when it comes down to the shootout? And it's between Brodziak and Pickle.
Oh, boy.
Who's going to win?
Wow.
The Wild lose.
I don't know who's in that on
I think we
side.
All lose. Everyone. Hockey fans in general.
Hockey fans are special.
Tim, what do you think?
Dubnyk's back. It's a no-brainer. I think it'll be a little bit of a frustrating off-season in the sense that we got swept. Some fans are going to be demanding big changes. Mm-hmm. I think the roster is pretty set. You'll just see a couple little moves. I mean, Granny's going to come back. I think Howell will be back. I'm hoping we see a young guy like Tyler Grail back, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe jump up on the fourth, third line. I think, you know, we need a pure goal scorer. We've seen the Canes and the Sharps of the world just torch us, but I think that's what we were going for last year with the Vanek signing, and our cap dollars are pretty tied up.
I don't think
we can make a huge splash this year, really, unless there's some creative trade.
Well, and there is one thing that Russo had brought up a potential of is the Wild going for Byfuglien.
Ooh.
And that would...
Getting some body in there?
I mean, we need...
As a defenseman or a forward?
You know, I mean, he's flexible like that. I think, he would probably add more value to us as a forward.
Yeah.
You know?
Can we get Burns back? I like Burns. I miss Burns.
He just misses the beard. He misses Chewbacca beard.
Yeah, he's filming the next Star Wars movie, I
think. I cannot believe he just did that. Well, no, I totally kid. No, you know, a player like Burns, because I think Burns could have matched up well with Suter and taken those same minutes, but it gave that some of that offensive ability that Suter isn't necessarily known for.
True.
Yeah.
Byfuglien might be, though.
And he might be willing to do a hometown thing, you know, because it's not like he lives in Winnipeg. He lives here still. So, I mean,
is he?
Yeah.
So he's still waiting to come back?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That boating while intoxicated. Boating under the influence.
For a couple of Scourge of Minnetonka.
From a couple of years ago. Did they ever settle that thing? Last I heard, it was like lawyers dealing with it, and all of a sudden it's like he needs to show up at court while now he's in preseason and blah, blah, blah. I don't know. Somebody got money, I'm sure.
I don't know. That'd be an interesting potential signing. I don't know if it's going to happen.
Yeah, I think he's commanding top dollar. I just don't know if we have the room.
Yeah, I mean if he's willing to give a discount and he thinks the Wild are going to do something. I mean, then again, you know, he had the whole tiff with Evander Kane,
mm-hmm.
In Winnipeg, where he threw his tracksuit in the shower or whatever.
Buff.
That's what you get for coming to an all suit meeting in a tracksuit.
Right. Well, it had suit in the name.
Well, this is true. So does jumpsuit, though.
True. So does leisure suit, I guess, you know?
Larry. So, and I guess for myself, I mean, obviously we're saying Dubnyk aside here, basically, because I think we're all in agreement that...
I think Dubnyk... We need to bring Dubnyk, him back. Dubnyk. Dubnyk is the... just the easy pick.
Yeah, that contract will be done right away.
Yep. And for me, I guess, I mean, I'm going to have to go with Granlund being probably one of the most important. I mean, he was our top centerman for this year.
Yeah.
Playing between Parise and Pominville most of the year there. But, I mean, that said... I still would like to see more production out of the top line.
This is something me and Kenny have talked about is maybe just, I mean, looking at our line construction, you look at Chicago, it's two fast guys with a slightly more physical player.
Yeah.
Two fast guys or scorers with a slightly more physical player.
Let's dumb this down to ice hockey levels.
NES ice hockey.
Fat guy, thin guy.
Yeah. It's like... Right. A fat guy and two medium guys, basically, right?
Or two mediums and a skinny guy.
Right.
Coach Q, yes, mastermind.
But, you know, rarely do you see, like, three mediums or three fast or three fat guys on a line. It's always that balance between them.
You gotta have them. A balance, yeah.
And our lines aren't balanced. I mean, we're sticking with the traditional grinder line, and we're sticking with, you know, the top scoring line, and then we got some in-between whatever lines.
And for what it's worth, though, there's also chemistry that you have to worry about. And, mm-hmm. I mean, so if Parise is now used to playing with Granlund, I mean, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
If we can keep that up and you just, I mean, as you go on through time, you don't even have to look. You know where the other, where your line mate is, and you can make that pass, the no-look passes, and they click just right. Like that.
Yeah, that's the one line that seems to be set in stone, more or less.
Yeah, no, true.
So,
I'm not advocating that the line be broken up, but I think it's more, you know, looking at the way
that'd kind of be your three medium line.
It would be. Well, you know, Parisi he goes heavy a little bit though sometimes, you know, because he'll get in front of the net and he'll get in the dirty spots.
Yeah, can play a heavy game.
Hey, was it the fat guy, the medium guy, or the skinny guy that always shot wide of the net?
Depends. Was it the USA or Russia?
And that was Palmaville, so
he goes the Canada. Average guy. He goes Canada or US, depending on his whims, right? I feel like that's what was Palmaville's thing.
Who's got a better chance of getting the gold this year? No, that's what Palmaville's thinking. Sorry.
That was like a real question. I was like,
No.
Crickets. And then we were wondering, what you were thinking.
Isn't that usually the case?
Yes, it is.
All
right. So, other than that, I mean, is there anybody that you guys would say, I mean, if we don't get rid of, we are in trouble? Who do the Wild for sure need to
Or even spin that, you know, who are the Wild looking to shop to maybe shore up some of the other gaps they might have?
Yeah. I've heard Spurgeon's name. I think that came out with the emergence of Dumba. They're like, all right, this guy's a player. He can be in the top six. I'm hoping Folan takes the next jump and can be a regular player. I mean, we might have a, you know, I like Spurgeon. I like his game, but, I mean, it could be a chip to try to bring somebody in. I'm not anti-Spurgeon by any means.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder where we have the depth and, you know, I look at someone like Coyle. He didn't have a really good year scoring-wise. He's got a similar game to Koivu, I feel, except without the assists.
Yeah.
And that's... And maybe he'll blossom into more of a Koivu type thing, but he's not doing it yet. And he's not physical enough to really make his money being that kind of guy either.
Yeah. It was kind of a, you know, sad to see him almost a little bit taken out of the center role that last game against Chicago. They're like, you're not winning your draws. We have to change this up.
Yeah. You're not, if you're a big guy who's not physical and playing center and can't win faceoffs and you're not scoring. What is your value there? I mean, it could be a point where the Wild doesn't even have anything they could get for him because he's actually got a pretty hefty contract.
Yeah, you know? I wonder what his value is to other teams,
right?
League wide.
Yeah,
you know, I like Cook pre-injury, and when he's after he came back, he seemed soft. I think, you know, Cook's got $3 million hit next or this upcoming season, and then he's a UFA in 2016-2017. If you can get something decent for him, I mean, $3 million, that's not a... You could get a fairly decent player for that price.
For a team with a team that has some cap room.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right. He could be, if nothing else, he could be a trade deadline guy.
Sure.
Yeah.
Jive?
I mean, you guys all come up with some pretty good points there.
So Jive agrees. Let's move on.
So Jive agrees. Let's move on. So out of the three in the box crew, let's get a vote from the fans. Who do we dump? Kenny? Aaron? Or get rid of Jive?
I said we just get rid of this guest spot.
I gotta go.
I vote to trade Kenny to Buffalo.
Hey, wait, no.
What purgatory? Is that what it's called?
I want to go to Buffalo.
Right.
But back to the actual topic. What about possibly moving Palmaville?
Mm.
You know,
I could definitely agree with Palmaville. I mean, he was playing the top line this year. He definitely doesn't have the speed to keep up with Granlin and Parisi. Every time he shoots the puck, it's wider than that.
You know, we should trade him back to Buffalo for those first round picks.
Yeah, I'm not going to hold my breath on that one.
Hey, Bombers, guess what? I hope you didn't sell your house yet. You know, the market's been kind of bad, so you still own that one?
We'll take Matt Hackett back.
Wow, could have used that earlier this year, huh?
Is Hackett still with Buffalo?
I think he had a terrible year. Injury, plague. Nope. I think he got a few games, but that was it.
Oh, that's right, yep.
All right, so after beating that horse for a while, we got some remaining playoffs left yet. Currently, we have the Rangers and Cavs tied 3-3 going to New York. We got the Canadiens and Lightning. Tampa Bay's up 3-2. They play Tuesday, so they have a decent amount of break going on. And then we have the Ducks and Flames playing right now. What? Anybody check the score on that? Oh, Calgary's up 2-1.
Uh-oh.
About halfway through the second. And the Ducks are up on that series 3-1.
You know the Blackhawks are just rooting for the Flames to win.
Oh God, they'll.
Oh boy.
So I think we're pretty sure about the West Finals. At least I am. I mean, I don't know how you guys feel about that, but I'm thinking Anaheim's in.
I mean, it's looking like that, but you know,
you never know.
You never know. Yeah.
What do you think is going to happen in the East? The Wild.
Okay. So are we going in a round table here? I'm going to go with Chicago beating Anaheim and going being the West representative. And I'm in the East, I'm going with I'm going to go with Washington beating New York and Tampa Bay winning. And then
you think Tampa Bay is going to pull it out still not at this point?
I think so.
Yeah, okay.
But then I'm going to go Washington. Screw it. I'm going to go Washington beating Tampa Bay, and then I don't want the Blackhawks to win, so I'm going to go with Washington getting the cup.
Yeah.
What are you thinking, Jeff?
Me, I would probably have to say that, I mean, the Rangers have obviously brought themselves back into the series, so I think that they'll probably finish it out there because they're coming back home, obviously.
Ghosts of Messier at the Garden.
Right. And then you got the Canadiens and the Lightning. I mean, I know Tampa Bay started out this series real strong, but the Canadiens, I don't see them kind of just going down without a fight. So I think it's still up in there, and I think that the Canadiens might actually still come back and win that series.
Wow.
And then the Ducks and the Flames. Yes, the Flames have, you know, I mean, they definitely weren't the favorites coming into all this.
No.
But I tell you what, you know, if you get on a streak, anything can happen. I hope that the Flames don't go on because that would just make it too easy for the Blackhawks. But
wouldn't it be a great story, though, if Calgary won the cup after again left?
Oh, wow. That would be awesome.
How would he feel about that? Yeah. So
he leaves to win a cup, and then wah wah.
That would be great.
So yeah, I think that the Ducks are gonna pull that one out there.
Yeah.
They play that physical game, and they'll be. I'm sure that they'll beat the Flames. But then yeah, if you're looking at the Ducks in Chicago, I mean,
it's two different styles of play. Might against
finesse, yeah. It's a really tough call to make. And at that point, though, I'm gonna call the skill players from the Blackhawks to pull it out over them.
Although Anaheim does have some skill behind them.
Yeah, they have a nice blend.
Yeah. So, but I think that, and then in the East, we'll probably be looking at the Rangers and the Canadiens. So, and I think that the Rangers. Maybe have learned a little bit of a lesson here against the Capitals, hopefully. and they'll end up playing the Ducks. No, Chicago.
So Chicago versus the Rangers, who
Chicago
wins?
Chicago Rangers. Chicago, so we can say we at least got knocked out by the Stanley Cup champions. Yeah.
Tim, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking the Ducks are going to close this out. The Capitals are going to prevail. Tampa Bay is going to prevail. I think the Caps will take out the Lightning, and it'll be a Washington-Chicago final. I'm going to go with Chicago. My question to you guys is, you know, we've played Chicago 3 years in a row, and I'd like to think this year was the best Wild roster to date, and we had our worst showing against them. I mean, How much credit do you have to give to that team? Like, this iteration of the Hawks, I mean, is this, how does this stack against the team they've had the last couple of years?
Well, and I know NBC made a big deal about how the roster we might see from the Hawks next year might be totally different.
Right.
They're up against some really
for sure
hard cap questions.
Yeah. You know, that was the same thing, though, when they won the Cup when Bufflin was playing right. with them. And, I mean, how many years ago was that where they were up against some very, yeah. very tight cap limitations? And it obviously hasn't slowed them down too much.
They basically reformed their team. And, yeah. You know, I got to imagine there's going to be changes. And it makes me a little worried because they're a good team now.
Yeah.
But they always seem to find, like, those parts that just are, they may not be great players like the Bickles of the world or the Shaws of the world, but they can actually get in there,
do their part, and it, yeah. and it,
you know, out, they, yeah. we don't need 80 points from you. We need like 20 or 30,
yep.
and that's all we need. And yep. if you do that, you know, Kane and Taze and Sharp, they're gonna lead the way.
They'll take care of the rest.
This is exactly what Detroit had a few years back. When they had all their guys getting older, basically yeah. from their young crew that they brought up, and I mean they got all these guys, and I mean I think you're right. I think Chicago is going to have at least another 4 to 5 years of just solid contention, at least for the Cup.
Yeah, I mean their core is best in the league. I mean they just need those complementary pieces. You know they won the Cup 5 years ago. Like how much better have Kane and Taves got since then? Duncan right. Keith. I mean. Hossa's ageless. He's still doing it at 36.
And the tough thing for Chicago has always been their goaltending. And as far
they
as
always seem to pull it out,
but
though.
They always seem to pull it out. And even if Crawford isn't sticking around next year, or isn't basically that number one guy next year, Darling has played well in the first, very well in the first round. So
and I mean, who was in net for him again when they won the Cup last time? It was
Antti Niemi.
Was it Niemi?
He was the first guy.
I thought it was Tommy Boulin.
Oh yeah, the Boulin wall was in there too.
I think he was backing up. I think Niemi got the.
Oh, I think you might be
him,
right. Yeah,
and the Sharks got him eventually.
But it's like, yeah, they win a cup with him, and all of a sudden the goalie gets traded, and they just go to crap.
But they always seem to they have enough offensive power where goalie. Not only say it doesn't play a part, but you know it's a second fiddle. It really
which
is.
Which is crazy to think because I mean it's like the only team where you're not looking at is their goalie going to take them on.
Hey, compare them to like the Penguins who have Malkin and Crosby, but goalie is a constant problem.
Their
with them.
Goalies yeah. have been horrible.
They've got no faith in Fleury, and they haven't had faith in him for for a long time now.
I think the last time Fleury was decent was, what, about 5 years ago where you could
Six
actually bank on him, like, getting yeah. wins?
Well, and honestly, I mean, any goalie, they go on their streaks. Dubnyk had a great run this year. Not discounting anything he's done, but I don't know that we'll see that same performance next year out of Dubnyk.
Okay, that actually brings up a good yeah. question, though. Do we think we'll have the same Dubnyk next year? I think that's a very important question, actually.
You know, I think you should go on vacation for like 3 months with this family to Russia. And not worry about contracts.
Just don't take the Aeroflot or whatever that plane was. The one team.
Well, you know, he can just go back to Canada, so he might be able to catch like a puddle jumper and do some like salmon fishing or something.
Right.
Who knows? What do they do up in Canada when hockey season's over?
Dream of hockey season.
I'm stupid. I'm Canadian, and I love Sagers.
So
do you think we're going to have the same Dubnyk, though, next year?
No. I'm hoping we do, but I don't think we will. I mean, it's been the same thing with the Wild year after year, where it's like we get a hot goalie at the end of the year, comes back the next season, and they may start off like, well, look at Kemper. Kemper started off with two shutouts in a row.
House on fire.
Three shutouts in a row, and he just went down the crapper.
Kemper's a kid, though,
and
too.
He is, and I think next year that we'll see more of the combo platter of goalies again. Probably between Kemper and Dubnyk, but I think that between the two of them, it'll probably be, you know, I think we'll have some serviceable goaltending. I don't think goaltending will be as big of an issue as it has been in the past.
If the Backstrom buyout ends up happening and we're actually down to two solid goalies, I definitely see where you're coming from, Jive, with actually being able to alternate between two.
Well, Dubnyk's not going to be stable goalies. Dubnyk's not going to be playing 82 games.
Yeah. No. Well, and the reason he was on a hot streak, and we needed the points to actually make it into the playoffs, which is what he helped do.
Yeah, I'm banking on a Dubnyk Kemper platoon. You know, closer to more of a not quite even timeshare, but I mean,
right.
He'll spell Dubnyk a lot more, and if they play the Yo system, I mean, it's not that demanding of a goalie.
Very true.
If our team is playing it correctly, keeping things to the outside.
In my day of hockey, they used to play all the games.
Yeah.
Right?
He might not hit some of those otherworldly stats he had the second half, but I think it'll be serviceable.
Yeah.
Well, and looking at what he did when he was in Edmonton, the place where goalies go to die.
He survived,
and he actually had a really good save percentage there.
Wait, how many goalies did we snag from Edmonton?
Just two now. But we also sent Rolison in there to die.
That's true. That was a while ago.
It was a while ago. He had good stats in Edmonton, aside from goals against average, but that's because his defense in front of him stunk. I think he's better than his track record has shown, and I think what we saw in this last half of the year is more indicative of what he's capable of. I don't know. It's going to be tough to replicate what he did. But you know what? He's probably going to lose the Vezina to Carey Price. And Carey Price had better stats. So I think Dubnyk could definitely put this up for a full year. He just needs a chance to do that with confidence and with a good D in front of him. Right. You know?
And that's the other thing. I mean, we've gotten off on the right foot, I think.
It's a better foot than Harding got off on this year.
Oh, speaking of which, Harding, is he done?
Oh, yeah. I guess we just all assume that he's...
We didn't put him on the list, but maybe we just all assume that he's done.
He wasn't even on the UFA-RFA list, yeah. I'm pretty sure he's...
He played, one or two games in the AHL and...
Had a rehab stint.
And had dehydration and...
Yeah. Sad story, but, he just can't keep playing with his condition.
No. Yeah. He's had a tough go at it. That wall was pretty tough, too.
a lot tougher than his foot.
Right.
Oh, boy.
Although, I'm still going that his Backstrom that broke it, because he wanted his spot back.
The Finnish conspiracy.
Nicholas Harding.
Wouldn't that be more like Nicholas Galluli?
Ooh.
It was Jeff Galluli, Tanya Harding's boyfriend.
Right. She didn't actually do it.
No. Well,
technically, shouldn't we be just calling... Shouldn't it be Nicholas Backup now?
Nicholas Backup.
Okay. Sorry, that was a stretch.
Yeah, should we move on?
Did we get Kenny's predictions for the playoffs?
No.
No.
No, we did not.
We got totally derailed.
He was too busy.
I was just wrapping up mine. I think Chicago's the real deal. The only thing that could trip him up is that Roosevelt injury. He's done. He's got to be done. That looked nasty.
He is done.
That was the one.
Broken ankle, I think it was.
Yeah, it looked nasty. But that's the one area where they don't have a lot of depth. I mean, they brought in Timonen, and he just can't seem to play more than... Sure. 10 minutes.
He wasn't very good when he was with Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I mean, he was good enough, but there was something just not right with him.
Yeah. The Ducks could expose that lack of D depth.
Yeah. No doubt. So you're going with who to win?
I think Chicago's going to win it all, but the caveat is if they can scramble their D situation.
Sure.
All right. So the West, I'm pretty confident that Anaheim's going to end up beating Calgary. It's going to be a Calgary-Chicago series. I think it's going to be fairly brutal. I do see Chicago coming out on top.
What, you said Calgary's going to win?
No, Anaheim.
Okay.
I could have mixed up my words. The Ducks.
Okay. So Ducks-Chicago, you think Chicago's going to win?
I think so. Gotcha. As it's sitting right now, the East... I think New York's going to end up taking out Washington because I'm still pretty confident that Ovechkin is allergic to the cup. And then I think Tampa Bay is going to end up beating out the Canadiens. I don't know why. I just have a gut feeling. And then going on, man, I honestly, I'd rather see New York over Tampa Bay just because Florida doesn't deserve a hockey team to begin with.
I'll get you sticking to your gut on that one.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Rangers, and we'll go Rangers, and California Chicago.
California does?
No, I'm okay. Going Rangers, Chicago.
All right.
Two teams that can at least, you know.
Original six.
Original six.
That can at least grow ice.
Exactly.
The NHL and NBC Sports love that prediction.
Overall, I think it's going to be West taking it again. I don't see any team that can really handle any team from the East that can handle a team from the West right now.
All right. So I went with Washington. You went Chicago, Kenny.
Yep.
Chicago.
Jive?
Chicago.
I'm the outlier here.
Yeah, and
I just want to see Ovi win a cup because I think it'll be awesome.
I think he's allergic to it, man.
Like Jive said, you know, subconsciously, it probably like seeing Chicago win it all would be some slight redemption for the pasting that we.
Hey, about. At least we lost to the team that won the cup. Yeah.
That's what losers say. Damn it! All right,
man, you are one pathetic loser.
So, should we get to the game of the week? Okay.
Hey, what? 12 minutes of a game and it's over?
Oh, wait, we got 0 minutes of game of the week.
Yeah, last week I picked game 5 for our game of the weekend.
That fictional game.
That fictional game.
Hey, does Onion have something on that?
I don't think there was a game 5. So we have.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
End of season results. I come in last. I get 9 points with pathetic. Outstanding performance.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Jai finishes in second with 17 points.
Just because you look like the gift don't mean you play like the gift.
And Kenny finishes with 20 points in first.
Come on, the three of you guys, you pull one thing, you're out of this game.
Okay, I think we've beaten this horse to death.
No, I just beat you two to death.
Boo.
Earns. That's a doob, not a boob. They're doobing you. Okay, well, anyway, when I'm out live tweeting Wild Games for Three in the Box, and that's at Three in the Box on Twitter. You can find me on Twitter at Aaron3ITV, where I tweet about beer, hockey, music, and pinball. Kenny.
And you can follow me on Twitter at RottenK999, you know, tweeting about live audio stuff, hockey, random stupid crap.
Jive.
Yeah, you can always follow me. I'm on Twitter as well. I'm at Jive Midnight.
And Tim, where can people find what you're up to?
You can follow me on Twitter at Tim Nato. I married the noun and tornado, Tim Tornado, way before sci-fi Sharknado. So,
have you watched Sharknado?
Sharknado 2?
I'm a Tara Reid apologist, but I have not watched those films.
You need to.
It is pretty brutal.
Yeah.
You know,
I tried watching it, got about halfway through, and I couldn't muscle it out. And I love bad movies. I love horrible movies.
It's not that bad. They're grabbing bar stools, man.
Oh, man.
And there's flying sharks.
Yeah, this is true. Yeah, I think that's a good sound for the movie in general.
I haven't watched any of it.
Well, then you can't talk. Why are you putting in a sample?
I did it. I just put in a sample.
So if the first one is bad, then the sequel has to be better, right?
It could be.
Sharknado, I mean, 2.
I don't know if you've ever seen the Crank movies.
Yeah. Okay, those are good bad movies.
Those are. I watched the second one before I saw the first one. And the second one was better than the first. Granted, the first one was still awesome, but I mean, how can you go wrong with a guy hooking up battery clips to his nipples? And
I'm a big fan. It's a good show.
This is about the time the show derails and we start talking about like granny panties and clown porn. And
nope. Okay, Google.
Oh, there.
Aaron, you're supposed to back me up on that one.
Okay, guys, I think, are we done here?
No, it's okay, Google.
Okay, Google, are we done here?
I think so.
Didn't work.
Jabs like got his finger on his phone trying to like stop Google from searching.
You can't do that.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
All right. We'll hopefully do another episode before or at the end of the playoffs.
Yeah, maybe after round one or round two.
Yeah, I mean,
or round three.
We'll do another one sometime here before, you know, before the trade, or not the trade deadline, but the open free agent.
Sometime when there's something meaningful for the Wild fans.
Right. So, yeah, if we do a playoff one, it'll just be just us talking about the playoffs and how things end up.
Make sure you subscribe on iTunes so you're sure to get our latest episodes.
We really
episodes.
Have to cover PGA right now. Golf.
Scream noise.
We got to get our guests set up with the sample banks over there. Right, insert scream noise here.
Oh, that worked too.
All right. It's been a good season, though. Huh?
It has.
Yeah. We had fun.
Despite the output or the outcome of the season.
Yeah, that second half of the year was pretty damn exciting.
It was magical.
I had fun every night from January on.
Yep.
I think my wife was irritated that I was watching hockey every night. Because it was like, they're winning, you don't understand. That was probably your reaction, actually.
Sounds like my house.
They can't do that!
All right, we've had too much fun with the new samples here tonight. But yeah, it's been a good season. All right,
no more.
We're out of here.
Hello!